In the Middle East, the Palestinian Authority is facing another leadership crisis this evening. A rash of kidnappings by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip yesterday prompted Yasser Arafat to declare a state of emergency there. Then today, Palestinian's Prime Minister Ahmed Correa handed in his resignation. Arafat refused to accept it and ordered reforms in security forces, but protesters later jammed the streets to protest Arafat's choice of a new security chief for Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The kidnapping of Gaza police chief Razi al-Jabali, a longtime ally of Arafat, sparked a day of chaos in the Gaza Strip. The kidnappers demanded that Jabali stand trial for corruption. But even as a delegation sent by Arafat was negotiating Jabali's release, another security official was seized. Then, to the south in Khan Yunis, four French civilians who were in Gaza to work on an electrical project were abducted at a cafe. In each case, the hostages were released unharmed. But the mayhem provided further evidence that Palestinian factions, looking ahead to a possible Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, are furiously jockeying for positions of power. Arafat's National Security Council declared a state of emergency, and Prime Minister Correa told reporters in the West Bank city of Ramallah today that the disarray in Gaza was unprecedented.
This is a true disaster. It's chaos. We are trying to solve this unstable security situation, but so far we haven't been successful.
After his meeting with Arafat, Correa said he had not withdrawn his offer to resign. But Arafat aide Nabil Abu Rudaina said Arafat hoped the prime minister would continue in his work. Rudaina also said Arafat had ordered a shakeup in the security sector, consolidating eight services into three under a single command. Rudaina called them serious changes.
There will be three unified security branches. There would be a new general for the security apparatus. There would be a new general for the police department. And there will be a new commander for the Palestinian armed forces.
If enacted, such changes would help satisfy some long-standing demands of both Arab and Western reform advocates. But Arafat's critics were skeptical. The Gaza militants who had kidnapped the police chief Jabali said Arafat's move to fire him was a fig leaf, because at the same time the Palestinian leader appointed a relative, Musa Arafat, to head the Gaza security forces. Pro-reform Palestinians in Ramallah were also doubtful, noting that Arafat had said nothing about dissolving the National Security Council, which controls all the services, however many there are, and is headed by Arafat himself. Today's meeting of cabinet members in Ramallah left these and other critical questions unanswered, and Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said talks would resume Monday, presumably after 48 hours of backroom negotiating.
I hope we can exert every possible effort in order to deal with the problems facing our society. We have witnessed a grave deterioration in Gaza Strip lawlessness, and we hope that the rule of law will be maintained through a series of comprehensive steps.
An Israeli official said the events in Gaza show the importance of pursuing Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's disengagement policy, which includes pulling out of Gaza. But the Israelis are facing their own political drama. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is due to meet with opposition leader Shimon Peres in another effort to hash out a new ruling coalition. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.